It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Tracy Miller. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Cal. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. Can't complain. Snow's falling a little bit here in Alberta, but, you know, it is that time of year.
It is. Nothing is surprising this year either, is it?
Well, nothing. Not a thing about this year has been normal, so, you know. The weather's the one thing we can really count on.
That's right. New tune called I'm Not 29 Anymore. We'll talk about that in just a second. But how has the year been for you?
You know what, Cal? It's actually been good. I mean, it's been a very different year for all of us with the pandemic. There's no way getting around that. But, you know, I just filled my summer with lots of outdoor activities because I wasn't playing. And really, I had quite an enjoyable summer and got to do a lot of things, spend a lot of time out camping and doing all my other activities that I enjoy doing. So I really have not a thing to complain about. Did some writing and, yeah, it's been a great summer, actually.
How much fishing did you get done?
Do you know what? I actually did get out a few times, so it was great. I actually caught a couple fish. It wasn't a stellar year for fishing, but I didn't come home empty-handed nonetheless.
That's good. Now, this new tune of yours is called I'm Not 29 Anymore. Tell me about that.
Well, you know what? I started writing that song just kind of as a joke because, you know, I got together with some friends of mine and we all joked about how when we turned 29, every year after our 29th birthday, we're still 29. And it seems to be a common thread in amongst people. It's, you know, the joke out there. Yeah, what birthday is it for you? Oh, it's my 29th birthday. And I thought, well, how fun would it be just to really write a song about that and just saying, you know, I'm not 29 no more, just to be cheeky. And really, it's about, you know, you're okay with not being 29 no more, which is really slang language, but it's fitting for the song. And just embracing it, I think, as a woman, it's really a song about a woman not being 29 anymore. And being okay with it, going, hey, man, if I knew then what I know now, but I've earned all my gray hair and all my wrinkles and my laugh lines, and it's made me the person I am today, and I'm just embracing it and love it, and I'm proud of it, and it was just a really fun song to write and a really fun song to produce, so.
I mean, it goes without saying, but probably fun songs are really fun to record, right? You can just kind of let go of
it. You know, it was. It was fun to get back in the studio with Bart McKay out of Saskatoon. And, when I played him the song the first time, I actually hadn't even planned on recording it, to be honest with you. And I played it for him when we were in the studio doing other work. And I said, hey, I have this new song I want to play for you. Do you want to hear it? And he's like, oh, of course. So I just, you know, sat down, grabbed my guitar and played it for him. And he just burst out laughing. He's like, that is the most brilliant song. He's like, I love it. It is so awesome. And then I just started playing the song for other friends and, you know, around the campfire. And everybody just was so engaged into the song that's what pushed me to record it because I hadn't planned on it. And they just love it. It's like, this is just such a fun song, but it's just such a true song and just brought a smile to their face. And sometimes we just need that lightheartedness in our lives just to, you know, have a good look at ourselves and be okay with what we see and have a little laugh about it and love it. And that's really where that song went. And I couldn't have been happier how it turned out.
Great. Will there be a video for this maybe one day? Or?
You know, I talked about doing a video, but I actually have a video. I put the budget in the next single that I'm going to be releasing later in the beginning of next year, right? As an independent artist, it's always a bit of a challenge, you know, when you're dealing with videos and budgets and that type of thing. So I actually chose the next song that I'm releasing to do an actual full-blown video on, so.
Whoa.
But if you look on TikTok, there are some people doing little TikTok videos and their own versions of I'm Not 29 No More that are quite hilarious.
Well, that's good.
I've been sharing those on my Facebook page my Instagram. So
you're not,
you know,
jumping
I encourage
on TikTok.
People, go on TikTok and, you know, post your own video of how you interpret I'm Not 29 No More. And it's pretty funny.
I was going to say, you're not on TikTok, are you? Or are you?
My song is on TikTok. It sure is.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. How else will you get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Well, you know, I've been getting quite a bit more active with social media with a little nudge, you know, and I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Tracy Miller Music. Instagram is Tracy Miller Music. Twitter, T Miller _Music. I think, is my handle. And, of course, my website is just tracymiller.ca. And the Miller is with an A-R, which always throws people off a little bit.
Awesome. Thanks for the chat today, Tracy.
Somebody once asked me if I was the granddaughter of the one of the Irish Rovers who was a Miller.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they actually, I was going to do a gig somewhere, and he announced me the whole week as being the granddaughter of, I can't even remember the gentleman's name that was in the Irish Rovers. His last name was Miller. So that was my claim to fame for a little while. But I am not.
Just for a bit, though, right?
Just for a little bit.
Perfect. Perfect, Tracy. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again.
Oh, thanks so much, Cal, and I always appreciate your guys' support and playing the tunes. You guys are terrific, so thank you so much.
Tracy Miller on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.